This is Matt LaFevre with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Friday, May 17th, 2024. Let's turn to a pressing issue in Mendocino County, where the Family and Children's Services Unit under the Department of Social Services has struggled for years to provide essential services to the county's children. The Mendocino Civil Grand Jury recently investigated the Family and Children's Services due to a complaint about late reports filed to the Superior Court and chronic short staffing. The grand jury's findings are concerning. Their investigation revealed a history of challenges within Family and Children's Services, with multiple past reports highlighting ongoing issues. The consistent problem of unfilled positions and a four-day work week has left the Family and Children's Services offices closed to the public on Fridays, exacerbating the situation. These systemic issues are taking a toll on the community and most critically on foster children. High caseloads and rapid staff turnover hinder the timely filing of court reports, a process crucial for the moment a child is removed from their home until a permanent resolution is achieved. The delays in report filing extend the separation of families, increasing stress and anxiety for both children and parents. Late reports and delays in the court process mean that children spend more time in foster care than necessary, which can lead to long-term emotional and psychological trauma. Despite these challenges, the grand jury found a silver lining. Dedicated and talented individuals within Family and Children's Services who are committed to providing quality service. However, a multifaceted approach is necessary to address the array of issues. To ensure the safety, stability, and success of children in foster care, collaboration is essential. Federal, state, and county governments, along with advocates, educational systems, and other stakeholders, must come together to create effective policies and programs. The roadblocks of late report filing, short staffing, and a shortened work week all contribute to delays in the court process. It is imperative to streamline these processes to minimize trauma for children in foster care. As Mendocino County works towards solutions, the focus remains on the well-being of its most vulnerable residents, its children. And now an update on the case of the former NFL player caught up in an attempted murder in northern Mendocino County. In a surprising turn of events, former San Francisco 49er Gregory Mark Cox, who was recently arrested in connection with an alleged botched robbery and attempted murder in Leggett, will not face criminal charges. This was confirmed by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. On Friday, May 10, 2024, Cox and a woman named Amanda Chapman allegedly attempted a robbery on a property near Leggett. During the incident, Chapman allegedly brandished a gun at the homeowner. When the homeowner attempted to disarm her, she fired the weapon, injuring his hand. The duo would be apprehended the next morning in Willits. Both Cox and Chapman were booked into the Mendocino County Jail on May 11th. However, their paths seemed to diverge on May 14th when the district attorney's office decided not to file charges against Cox, allowing him to be released. Meanwhile, Chapman faces serious charges. Amanda Chapman was arraigned on May 15th in front of Mendocino County Superior Court Judge Patrick Pekin. She is charged with felony attempted second-degree robbery and assault with a semi-automatic firearm, both enhanced due to her use of a firearm. Despite our inquiries, the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office has not provided a reason for declining to charge Cox. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Captain Quincy Cromer confirmed Cox's release, stating, quote, "No criminal filing on Cox by the district attorney, and he was released from custody on May 14th, unquote. And now for some good news. Mendocino County is celebrating after Ukiah teen Tia Ross was named the winner of the Congressional Art Contest for California's District 2. Ross's artwork reflects her North Coast native heritage, will be proudly displayed at the U.S. Capitol next year. Since 1982, the Congressional Art Competition has celebrated the talents of high school students across the nation. Each congressional district selects a winner whose artwork is then displayed at the U.S. Capitol for 1 year. This year, Tia Ross's piece stood out amongst the submissions from Ukiah and across Mendocino County. Tia is currently a student in the Mendocino College Middle College program, and her teacher, Mary Kolvig, inspired her to create an artwork representing her American experience. Drawing from her Yurok and Karuk heritage, Tia's painting is a tribute to her family and their Northern California homeland. The piece features an abalone shell honoring her great-grandmother who painted them, and a river symbolizing the Klamath River, vital to her tribes for salmon. A grizzly bear, extinct in California for a century, stands as a poignant reminder of the region's history. As Tia's work is displayed in the U.S. Capitol, we look forward to seeing her future artistic endeavors, celebrating the rich culture and talent of Ukiah and Mendocino County. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for K-Mud News.